Good morning, it's March 22nd. Today we're reading Jeremiah chapter 40. The first six verses here in Jeremiah 40 deals with liberty. God has a word for you in the crisis hours of life. So take time to listen to what he has to say. In this case, it came from the mouth of a Babylonian officer who knew Jeremiah's prophecies. If you could go where you wanted, where would it be? Jeremiah chose to remain with the hurting people of the land. What an encouragement that must have been to those people. Verse 1, Jeremiah 40. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah. When he had taken him bound in chains among all who were carried away captive from Jerusalem and Judah, who were carried away captive to Babylon. And the captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said to him, "The Lord your God has pronounced this doom on this place. Now the Lord has brought it and has done just as he said, because you people have sinned against the Lord and not obeyed his voice. Therefore this thing has come upon you, and now look, I free you this day from the chains that were on your hand. If it seems good to you to come with me to Babylon, come, and I will look after you. But if it seems wrong for you to come with me to Babylon, remain here. See, all the land is before you. Wherever it seems good and convenient for you to go, go there." Now, while Jeremiah had not yet gone back, Nebuzaradan said, "Go back to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wherever it seems convenient for you to go." So the captain of the guard gave him rations and a gift and let him go. Then Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people who were left in the land. In verse 7 through verse 12, he talks about authority. God has ordained that men live under authority. Romans chapter 13 gives us that encouragement. Otherwise, there would be chaos. Gedaliah told the people exactly what Jeremiah had counseled. Submit to the enemy, seek to live normal lives. The question is, are you praying for those in authority? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 3 encourages us to do that. Their job is not easy, and what they need is God's help, so prayers can guide with that. Verse 7 through verse 12. When all the captains of the armies who were in the fields, they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah the son of Ahikam governor of the land, and had committed to him men, women, children, and the poorest of the land who had not been carried away captive to Babylon, then they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah, Ishmael the son of Nethaniah, Johanan, and Jonathan the sons of Kareah, Sariah the sons of Tehumath, the sons of Ephi and the Nephthahite, and Jezaniah, the sons of Maccathite. They and their men, and Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, son of Shaphan, took an oath before them, their men, saying, "Do not be afraid to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, I indeed dwell at Mizpah and serve the Chaldeans who come to us. But you gather wine and summer fruit and oil. Put them in your vessels and dwell in your cities that you have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews who were in Moab among the Ammonites and Edom and who were in all the countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant of Judah and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, then all the Jews returned out of all places where they had been driven and came to the land of Judah, Gedaliah at Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruit in abundance." The last section here of chapter 40, he talks about treachery. Was Gedaliah a bit naive? Did he have too much faith in the human nature? Perhaps. But what he should have done is at least have taken precautions to protect his life. Ishmael was loyal to Zedekiah. We'll see that in chapter 41, verse 1. He rejected the rule of the governor. His love for the fallen king was greater than his love for God, others, and the nation. He was more concerned about revenge than he was about righteousness. What could have been a peaceful transition became a civil war, all because of one man's wickedness. Verse 13 to the end of the chapter. Moreover, Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah in Mizpah. And they said to him, "Do you certainly know the Baals of king of the Amorites has sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to murder you?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spoke secretly to Gedaliah in Mizpah, saying, "Let me go, please, and I will kill Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no one will know it. Why should he murder you so that all the Jews who are gathered to you would be scattered and the remnant in Judah perish?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, the son of Kareah, "You shall not do this thing, for you speak falsely concerning Ishmael." That's our Bible reading for today. Hopefully it's a blessing to you. Understand the plans that God has for each and every one of us to be obedient and to follow him. Be right in his eyes. Reach out to your family and friends you love. Let them know you think of them, that you love them. Check in on the elderly. Make sure they're doing okay. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.